play. Hope you're ready for a daddy-daughter day. Yeah. Daddy daughter day, girl, what up? Right now, we can go anywhere you wanna. Yeah. Roller skating rink to the movies, chilling at the house. Maybe later on, we could go get a banana float. Mm. Yeah, cause that's really tasty. We can be lazy, stop and smell the daisies. Do what you want, me and you in the car. Go play in the arcade or shop at the mall. Hope you're ready for a wonderful day. Sunny outside, hope you're ready to play. When your mama asks you how your day went, you gon' tell her daddy's the old favorite. Sun is going down now, get into your jammies. Yeah. Bedtime concert, performing at your Grammys. Close your eyes and now it's sleepy time. Tomorrow we go, press rewind. Daddy got a day, 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 daddy got a day. Daddy da da day, day daddy da da day, daddy da da da.
Daddy daughter day, it's a daddy daughter day. And the sun is so much brighter when it's smiling on your face. Homies call to hit the bar, tell them try another day. Rather be right where you are, you can pick your favorite place. We can hit the museum, life is science, you see them. Animals and zoos even recognize the beauty. And your smile as it radiates, you hide and we play it safe. Even if we doing nothing, it's time we can never wait. Tell mommy we going late, just me and you on a date. Hope nobody told mommy for dinner we order cake. With ice cream and chocolate, Lion King, you watched it at least 100 times just so you can hear him say Hakuna Matata. This what we do with our daughters, and a salute to the fathers doing it all to provide a model of who you should follow. Promise to guide you on where to go. It's a daddy daughter day, bruh. Fatherhood is dope.
Well, all right, that is Daddy Daughter Day with Pierce Freeline. All right.
Hey.
Perfect for Father's Day that's coming up. Will be June 20th of 2021. Thank you for that track, Pierce Freeline. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you all for listening in for Let's Jazz It Up. Here I am, your host with the most here on air. And phone lines are open. You know my guest line number. I have with me an Emmy Award winning Pierce Freeline here on my platform today. Welcome, Pierce. Welcome.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from? Yes. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Durham, North Carolina. I was born and raised here in the South, and I'm calling from my hometown.
All right, hometown fans out there. I have a great guy on my show. Call in and give him a good shout out. He is a very inspirational songwriter in hip hop. Very inspirational. Pierce, Daddy Daughter Day. What's the story behind that track there? What inspired you to do that one?
Well, you hear my daughter Stella's voice on the track. She's my inspiration. And, you know, just being a parent, I've been a musician for, you know, almost 15 years now. And when I became a parent, the aspects of fatherhood kind of trickled through my pen and into my music. And it's such a joy being a dad. I've got two kids, Justice and Stella. And they're both very creative and love to collaborate. And really, when COVID-19 hit and I was at home a lot and working and producing from home, the kids kind of, you know, jumped onto the microphone and we got to collaborating together. It was really special.
Great, great. Thank you for that information. Wow. So as we move along in the show, Pierce Freeline, introduce yourself to our curious listeners out there. How long you been doing the hip-hop music and writing music? Go right ahead.
Sure. Well, I was, as I mentioned, born and raised here in Durham to two very creative parents. My father was an architect. He was the person who designed the Smithsonian Museum of African American History and Culture. But he was also somebody who loved James Brown and Earth, Wind & Fire and The Temptations. And so there was a vinyl records spinning constantly in my household.
Okay.
And his wife, my mother, Nina Freeline, my dad's name was Phil Freeline. He passed away in 2019. But his wife, my mom, Nina Freeline, is a jazz vocalist and six-time Grammy nominee. And so I just grew up in this incredibly musical household.
Wow.
And it came naturally to me. My mom, as I mentioned, was in jazz, but what I listened to was hip-hop. I was a huge fan of LL Cool J and Public Enemy and Queen Latifah. And that's what I love listening to. And when I got in high school and then in college, I was writing rhymes and poems to you know, the people I wanted to date. I would write them a little rap, let them know how I felt about them. You know, when I became a parent, as I mentioned, that my writing shifted from, you know, what a 19, 20 year old writes about to what a young father and husband in his mid-20s writes about, which is, you know, which is family, which is community. So that's how my music has shifted as I've aged and matured over the years.
Wow. Well, thank you for that information. Wow. As I researched and read your biography, you've been on the Today Show. Also, for over 16 years, you have traveled the world teaching hip-hop and music production to youth in the community centers. That's awesome. And you're the co-founder of Beatmaking Lab and an Emmy Award-winning PBS web series. And also, you're the writer, composer, and co-director of an animated series called History of White People in America. And you're an official selection of the Tribeca Film Festival. You also on the city council there in your city?
Yep. So I'm Durham City Council member. Sure I am.
Yes. Yes. You're a busy man. So you're a busy man. So as we move along in the show, we want to mention Black to the Future LP that you got out. What is the inspiration behind Black to the Future? What gave you the title of that album? What was going through your head to create this this creation of yours, this project?
Well, thank you for the question. You mentioned that, I don't know if you mentioned it, we talked maybe before the interview about Father's Day is coming up on June 20th, and the day before that is Juneteenth, which is a annual time every year where we recognize the Black freedom struggle and Black folks' emancipation. So to me, both of those things, you know, being a father, celebrating Black history, both of those things speak to something called Afrofuturism. And Afrofuturism is basically just like the reimagining of the future filled with arts and science and technology through a Black lens. And my album, Black to the Future, that's exactly what it is. It's young people, it's elders, speaking Black futures into existence, just like our ancestors did. You know, we need to do the same thing and to call a better future into being for ourselves. We saw that Harriet did that back in her day. She was calling for freedom. Martin Luther King did that back in his day when there was segregation. He had a dream of a different future. So for me, Black to the Future is about living in that legacy and calling in to being the future that we want to see for our children.
Now, you mentioned Afrofuturism. Can you elaborate with that?
Yeah, Afrofuturism is just, you know, it's imagining and reimagining a future through a Black lens.
Right.
So, you know, that's Octavia Butler, who's a Black woman science fiction writer. That's Parliament Funkadelic with the Mothership. That's Sun Ra with Space is the Place and Janelle Monáe. There's just such this rich tradition of Black folks envisioning and creating the future, and I count myself among those.
Wow. Well, thank you for that information. So as we move along, you have a couple of singles that I want to spin on air, especially LeVar Burton. Now, what inspired you to do a song about LeVar Burton? What is the story behind that?
Well, speaking of Afrofuturism, here is a brother who taught us so much through the different roles that he played. For those listeners who may not be aware of who LeVar Burton is, LeVar Burton was the actor who played Kunta Kente in the series The Roots. There's that book, Roots, by Alex Haley. They made a series about it in the 70s. My grandma had the box set. She made me and my brothers and sisters watch the whole thing. And it's one of the most influential television series of all time. He was also the host of a PBS show called Reading Rainbow. And a lot of the books from my childhood, Mufaro's Beautiful Daughters and Black authors like Pat Cummings, she had a book called Jimmy Lee Did It. I learned all about these books from watching Reading Rainbow, which was hosted by LeVar Burton. And then, of course, there was Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Yeah.
LeVar played a man who was blind, who was the engineer of the starship, who went by Geordi LaForge. And so anyway, there you go. You got your past with The Roots. You got your present with Reading Rainbow. You got your future with Star Trek. And this man just inspired so much of my childhood. I grew up in the 80s, and he was just a hero of mine. So I wanted to make a song for children and families today to give him his flowers while he can still smile and to honor his contributions to American film and television.
Wow. Thank you for that information. Wow. So may I ask you, did Mr. Burton comply with the single that is streaming now?
Yeah, he did. So a couple weeks ago, I put the music video out, and he liked my tweet. And I said, uh-oh, he liked my tweet. Okay. Then a couple days later, he posted it on his Facebook. He put it on his Instagram. He put it everywhere. So he definitely acknowledged it and told me he loved it. And so that was a dream come true.
That is awesome. Wow. Well, congratulations, Pierce. Wow.
Thank you.
Great job. Great job. So as we quit yapping here, I'm going to go ahead and play LeVar Burton. You stay in that hot seat, Pierce. We'll be right back.
All right.
I can teach you how to fly like an angel. Butterflies in the sky, reading rainbow. Close your eyes, take flight like LeVar. Traveling space-time with LeVar.
Open up a book like a flower. Ride it like a boat, you can travel.
You are your ancestors' wildest dream like LeVar. Impossible is not a thing, ask LeVar. Did you know your mind is a muscle? Your body is a shrine and a temple. You are super special. You could learn a skill or a hustle. Earn a dollar bill or a fossil. Archaeological.
Seek knowledge and understanding. Read everything in the canon.
Learn to love and to dream is important. Sincerely, your uncle, LeVar Burton. You taught us how to read.
Hymns, hominins.
Taught us how to fight.
Slavery, Romulan.
I can teach you how to rise like your ancestors. Think, hope, and look back to find the answers.
Yeah.
You are African inside like LeVar. Look at how we've thrived, ask LeVar.
On a quest for love in a bad spot.
Roots kept us grounded in black thought.
Now Kunta Kinte's free like LeVar. He was crowned King Kunta by Kendrick Lamar. He had a descendant named Uhura. Space is the place where she grew up. She could really listen. Her nephew had amazing grace and wisdom. Blind, but he could see it's not a prison. Cybernetic vision. And if you look back with precision, you could see the depth from which we've risen. Blackness is resilient.
You are your ancestors' wildest dream, like LeVar. Impossible is not a thing, ask LeVar.
You taught us how to read hymns, hominin. Taught us how to fight slavery, Romulans.
Close your eyes, take flight like LeVar. Traveling space-time with LeVar.
All right, that is LeVar Burton right there.
Well, I think there might be flying cars. I feel like there will be no gas stations.
I will leave that to any of your fans and followers and people listening to get back on that track, and they'll be able to listen to the full track of LeVar Burton. And as we move along with the show, I would like to ask you, where can anyone purchase this single at, anywhere online on any of the music outlets? Go right ahead, Pierce.
Yeah, so the album Black to the Future is available everywhere you stream or download music. So it's on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, everywhere. You just search for my name, which is Pierce Freelon, P-I-E-R-C-E, last name F-R-E-E-L-O-N, and you'll see actually both my albums. The song you played earlier, Daddy Daughter Day, was from my previous album, D-A-D,
okay.
But both albums are available everywhere you look for or stream music.
All right. Thank you for that information. So your website info and your social media info, we need to know that, Pierce. Go ahead.
Yes, the same thing. I don't have any funky spellings or anything tricky. It's just my first and last name, Pierce Freelon, P-I-E-R-C-E-F-R-E-E-L-O-N. And that's my website is piercefreelon.com. My Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram are all at Pierce Freelon.
All right. Thank you for that info. Thank you so much. So what is the ultimate desire, Pierce Freelon, or what you want all your fans and followers out there to get out of this new LP?
Well, I want folks to see themselves reflected in the future. You know, there's this great Afrofuturist a movement where it just says, it's just a quote. It says, there are Black people in the future. You know, we want to see ourselves reflected. We want to help shape what the future looks like, and it starts with our kids. That's why I make music for children and families, because I want our kids to know that they can do anything. They can be anyone. They can create whatever future they desire. And so that's what I hope people will take away from listening to my music.
All right. Well, thank you for that. I would like to ask you, what do you think about Juneteenth becoming a national holiday?
That's
they
a
working
question.
On that.
So they're working on it. In fact, I read somewhere that it just passed the Senate or the House. I don't know which one, but
it's
happening.
Waiting for Biden to sign it for it, yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Martin Luther King Jr. said, the moral arc of the universe bends towards freedom. And I see that as another, we're just bending ever so slightly, so slowly, more towards freedom. I think that recognition is important, just like your generation. You know, my parents' generation had to fight for Martin Luther King Jr. to be honored as a national holiday. And guess what? For people who grew up, in the 80s, 90s, or 2000s, they'd just take it for granted. But they had to fight, in order to make that a holiday. So that doesn't mean that, we made it and the struggle's over, but it does mean that we're getting closer and closer to, to trending in the right direction. Now, I hope that Juneteenth legislation is followed up with some reparations legislation. That would be nice.
Yeah.
But I'll take the Juneteenth with the, with gratitude, because I know our ancestors are pleased with that development.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that. Thank you. Appreciate it. Now, I would like to mention the other track, Cootie Shot. What inspired you to do that song there? I will play that song at the end of the show. So I'd like to get a brief info. What is the inspiration behind the song called Cootie Shot?
Sure. Well, you tell me, when you were growing up on the playground, do you remember that game, circle, circle, dot, dot, now I got
yeah.
my cootie shot? Did y'all play that on your playgrounds?
Yes.
Okay. Well, And where did you grow up?
Well, it was pretty funny, and it's kind of faded out a little bit. But I rarely remember parts of it on the playground, you know.
Okay.
But I want to hear what you talk about.
Sure. Yeah. Well, that's just it. So here in North Carolina, that was an important game that we used to play, and I never really thought about it until, you know, as an adult, I never thought about it until it was time to get vaccinated,
uh-huh.
and. You know, a shot, a game around getting a shot is really interesting. I did some research and found out that the song Cootie Shot really, really became popular in the 50s and the 40s when it was polio was still something mm-hmm. people needed to get vaccinated for. And so mm-hmm. here's this nursery rhyme, which is a part of American folklore and culture that goes back decades. I thought, well, here's an opportunity to resurrect this ancient song, this old
wow.
school nursery rhyme, and utilize it to make kids today a little more comfortable with something that's kind of scary, like going to the doctor's office, rolling up your sleeve and getting them to poke you with something sharp. Like, that doesn't sound like fun at all. So I wanted to bring it back to the game and to make getting vaccinated something that was playful, something that kids could see themselves singing about on their way to go get their vaccination, which is important because, you know, we mentioned earlier that I'm also a member of Durham City Council. And here in Durham, you know, the vaccination rates for the Black community are much lower than for the white community and even the Latinx community. So we know that you know, Black folks are more hesitant for many reasons or have more barriers to access vaccines than other groups. So, you know, I wanted to make music that spoke to the times and that helped Black folks especially, but all kids get comfortable with being vaccinated and to see themselves reflected in that idea of being healthy and being well and rolling up your sleeve and getting your cootie shot.
Right. A lot of older adults are loving this song. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it helps other adults to really get in the nitty-gritty of the song and understanding the facts and everything. So I thank you for cootie shot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as we move along, will there be any future music projects or events coming up? Are you doing any events in your community you want to mention, or any future music projects coming up later in the year or next year you want to mention?
Yeah, there's two projects I'd like to mention. One is coming out on Juneteenth. It is a compilation album of 25 Black family music artists. It's called mm. All One Tribe, and mm. Cootie Shot is also on that album. But again, there are 25 other incredible Black artists who are also on that project, and that's dropping on Juneteenth, All One Tribe. And then another project, it's not a music project, but it's a book. It's a children's book. My song, Daddy Daughter Day, is being made into a children's
wow.
book after – Yeah, we did last year. We were on the Today Show and on NPR and got the attention of some book publishers, and Little Brown Books will be publishing a children's book called Daddy Daughter Day, based on my song. So that'll be out Father's Day of next year, 2022.
Oh, well, congratulations. Wow, I'm so proud of you, Pierce. Wow.
Thank you.
Wow,
Thank you.
Is nice. So will you be doing any other events or any more music later in the year or next year?
Yeah, I'll be, let's see, I'll be performing a couple of shows. I'll be up in Pennsylvania in August and then Virginia and D.C., doing some shows up in Chicago this summer in July. And here in Durham, actually, we're doing a Juneteenth event on Friday at the Haiti Heritage Center. So I'll be busy. It's been you know, since COVID, I haven't had a chance to do any performances or fly anywhere. So it's been a while, but I'm vaccinated. I got my cootie shot, so I'm ready to hit the road again.
All right. Thank you for that information. I'm quite sure you will be putting that information and posting it on your social media and your website, correct?
Yep. If you go to my website, there's a tab that says events. If you click that tab, you'll see what I got coming up.
Well, thank you. You're more than welcome right now, Pierce Freeline, to give a shout out to all the loving people that have supported you towards your music career and towards this new LP. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you. Can I start with you? Thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate you giving me a platform to share my music.
Oh, my pleasure. I love you. I love your music. I love your art. I love your character, your personality, your creation. You're a very brilliant man. So I appreciate
it. Thank you. And I will also take the opportunity to shout out my mother, Nina Freelon. She has a new album out as well. It's called Time Traveler, and she's doing a podcast on grief called Great Grief. I mentioned that my father, the architect, he passed away in 2019, and she's been, you know, been grieving heavily. They were married for 40 years, and so her podcast, she just launched a new podcast with our NPR affiliate, WUNC, called Great Grief. So shouts to my mom and being creative in her 60s, still producing music and albums and podcasts, and she's amazing. She's on my album, too, by the way, so... Don't forget
Our
Black to the Future. But, yeah.
That's all right. That's it. Well, we're going to give everyone an applause for supporting you and that they continue to do so. So we're coming to a close to the show. If there's any other information you would like to give, Pierce, do so right now.
Yeah, I guess with some closing words, I will share a quote from my grandmother who said, keep an attitude of gratitude. And that's it. I just want to give thanks to you and to everyone who's listening, to my fans and family. Just keep an attitude of gratitude because I'm really grateful and blessed to be able to make music and share it. And so that's it. Thank you.
All right. And thank you, Pierce Freeline. You can return anytime on my platform with any new projects. I welcome you, and it's a blessing that you are out there reaching out to our Black folks, young and old. And I hope that you continue to doing your creative work. I really appreciate you. You have a blessed day. I will be playing Cootie Shot from which album is this one on, Pierce?
This is on Black to the Future.
Oh, yes. Okay. I got that. And you have a blessed day. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out for Let's Jazz It Up. Thank you, everyone, and good night.
I am scared of needles.
Ouch.
But there's one thing that I know.
What's
that? I don't want a fever. Can't keep it hot if we catch the cold.
Circle, dot, dot, now I got my cootie shot.
Got my cootie shot. Got my cootie shot. Circle, dot, dot, now I got my cootie shot. Got my cootie shot. Got my cootie shot.
rings in your next of kin. Call your grandmama and your best friend. Ask them, did you shoot your shot? Did you roll up your sleeves? Try to slow this disease. Shoot your shot. Never roll up your sleeves. Shoot your shot.
Yeah.